Blog Talk Radio. very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return.
Jeffrey Haynes.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
That after that,
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring with the harmony. Oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Turn in the loud as the Georgia.
That sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Jimmy Lees.
Underground Radio Network, and we're now on the air. Well, I know I ain't going to have my girl Tara on because she's down. She should be back now from the big protest rally that was headed off by the Chicago Teachers Union and the parents. It was very, very, very informative, but we're going to have some clips and deal with that after this musical interlude, Minnie Riperton, Lovers and Friends. See, I have some technical difficulties not playing. Okay. Well, let's not go to Minnie Riperton, Lovers and Friends. Let me go to something else then, because evidently I can't get that cut playing. What I have lined up also for y'all is a bunch of clips of today's news footage of the protest. You had ministers also out there protesting, which was excellent, which is good. A lot of politicians, which was bad, because they are the problems why the schools are the way they are now anyway. Maybe this is it. Well, that's not it either, huh?
One, two.
Yeah.
One, two, one, two. Again, one, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going to start this little show off with let's see what Barbara Bird Ben is talking about. Let me give you her perspective before I jump on her. Let's see what she's talking about, and then we can go from there. And then we're going to see if everything balances out.
Every single child in Chicago public schools is entitled to and deserves to have a high-quality 21st century education. And right now, there are too many children throughout our community who simply are not getting what they are entitled to. They're not getting what they need. And it is incredibly painful to walk in these schools and look at our children who are not getting what they need. As a teacher and as a principal, but most importantly, as a mom, my heart just tears when I see that happening. What we must do is to ensure that the resources that some kids get, that all kids get. And those resources include libraries and access to technology and science labs and art classrooms. Every child in Chicago does not get that now. With our consolidations, we're able to guarantee that our children will get what they need and what they deserve, and that parents will now walk into their child's school and see their child engaged in a dance studio, see their child engaged in a science experience, see their child with access to technology, which they currently do not have. We cannot continue to deny access to our children. We can't continue to tell our parents that we're providing a quality education for our children, and we know we are not. This is the first step to ensuring a guarantee for every child in Chicago public schools.
That sounds good. Why don't every kid have that now? You see, if she needs to close schools down to make sure every kid gets that, then why does not every kid have that? What's the problem? Why do the charter schools have those things and the public schools doesn't? So that's what we're going to start off right there. But let me see what the Chicago Ministers is calling for. They was down there meeting with the mayor today. This is my man Craig Dillmore from WBBM Chicago radio station.
Get this queued up for you right here.
More than a dozen ministers from the South and West Sides delivered a letter to Mayor Emanuel's office calling for a year-long moratorium on school closings. Reverend Gregory Livingston from the Roseland community is among those who say the last thing struggling communities facing fragile economies and daily violence need are shuttered school buildings.
These school closings seem to be very convenient for the administration, but incredibly inconvenient and dangerous for the families. What we have here is what I would call educational adventurism, is that all kind of things are being tried on the poor and disadvantaged because they can't fight back.
But Mayor Emanuel says it would be unconscionable to allow schools in struggling communities to continue to fail their students and not do something about them. The closing plan will go forward. At City Hall, Craig Dellamore, News Radio 780 and 105.
They act as if it's a done deal, as if we don't care what the people say. You see, Rahm is used to getting his way in D.C., and he feels that since he's a tough dictator, and everybody knows that, he's going to get his way here. You see, what Rahm's problem is that he's not one of us. What I mean one of us is a Chicagoan. When he tried to win his first, well, this is his first time running for mayor, but when he initially got his petitions out to run for mayor, there was a big protest because they felt that he was not living in Chicago. Now, you can tell that he's not from Chicago the way he's trying to do these tactics. Anyone that's from the city knows that these taxes does not work unless you want to be a one-term mayor, which I think he is going to be, because I feel that he has no sense of running. He's not running at all. He knows he's not running, so why not go out with his guns blazing? Thousands marched through the Loop protesting today. Let me go on and give you some feedback. This is from WGN News, Chicago. Let me get to that real fast.
200 years. We've been there. To help prepare and protect them. So that when the unforeseen happens, you don't just endure. You prevail. The Hartford, proud to help over 1 million small businesses play on.
I'm having a hard time uploading that. So let me try to go to another piece. Where it talks about all the people that were in the rally, you know. And let me try to get some more footages of it for you from that. I apologize for that lack of delay. I hate having delays. I ain't got my producer in here, so I'm doing everything by the fly on the hand, running commercials, answering phones, 347-838-9825. Trying to get everything plugged in here. Let me see if I can get the clip of Karen Lewis talking. And let's get a commercial. Let's run that commercial first. Then I guess all this stuff, I guess, is brought to you by the Hartford. So let's knock it out of the way.
We've been in tune with small business for more than 200 years. We've been there to help prepare and protect them. So that when the unforeseen happens...
Don't run the commercial no more. Can we just go straight to the clip? Is it possible that we can just run right to the clip? Yeah, I know you're on the end, Ev. All right. No, the one with Karen Lewis talking. Yeah, that one. That one's commercial.
People are very upset about this, especially if their voices are never heard. And this is another reason why we need an elected representative school board. We need to wreck mayoral control. It is a mess because it has nothing to do with individuals except for the person in charge, the people who are in charge. This is not our doing.
Well, you call for this, though. I mean, you call for this. Is this something that you're going to keep doing throughout the next few months until the board votes on whether to close those schools?
We'll do whatever we have to do to get our voices heard appropriately.
And you also made a statement today saying, you know what, you stayed with the school that you're a real school. You made a statement like that. So when classes start again in September, go get a real school.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I meant for every child in the city to show up to the school where they are right now. So... is closing their schools disruptive? Is stealing their communities away from them disruptive? We didn't start this fight.
But you're going to keep going, aren't you?
It's what our people want us to do.
Well, I'm glad they didn't have
introducing
Jesse Jackson off into that cut, because he was off in the background of that. But see, that's one form of protest that they're going to do. I'm calling for them to take it to the politicians. Don't be scared. You got them elected. You know, you got them elected. So why, excuse me, so why shouldn't they be held accountable for all you SEIUs, that's the Service Employment Union, I think it's called, all you CTUs, all you union people that backed all those politicians in the 2010 election, in the 2011 election, here's your time to cash in on that vote. I mean, what's the vote? What's the use of electing officials if they're not going to do right by you? I mean, what type of sense does that make? Now, it's a good plan to go back to your school, but I would say let's not go back to school Monday and everybody go down to CPS headquarters and the Autumn's headquarters and march down to them. That's action.
Where they had a rally with parents talking, teachers talking, Karen Lewis, CTU president, was there, and others as well, Jesse Jackson, Congressman Bobby Rush. And right now they're walking down to head towards CPS headquarters. These guys, all from the SEIU, the Service Employees Union, they're standing in solidarity with the teachers. And also the Unite Everyone, which is the union that is in charge of all the people who work in the cafeterias and stuff. So all these people around here, can you tell me what you're doing here? Who are you, a teacher?
No, I'm the supporter. I belong to the union. And they helped us when we were working at O'Hare Airport.
Okay. So you're out here paying the back.
Yes, right.
Yeah, do you have any kids that go to the public school?
No, I have some nieces and some cousins that go there to some schools and stuff like that. But I'm not sure what schools that they work for, that, you know, the parents send them that they're going to be closed out. But it's a big concern.
Yeah.
It's a real big concern.
Okay, are you concerned? I see all these signs with strong schools, strong equals strong community, strong neighborhood. Is that what you're concerned about, your neighborhood
yes,
going down?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I don't live in Chicago, but I support a lot of them.
You do. Okay.
Yes,
all right. How about you, ma'am? Are you, you're not a teacher. You're with the SEIU?
Yes, I'm a custodian,
okay.
And I'm a parent, too, that
okay.
I can go to public school.
So will that child, will your child be in a school that's closing?
Yes, my child would be in a school that's closing.
So tell me how you feel about all this.
Well, we need the kids and we need a school not to be closed because people going to need jobs.
Right.
And I'm a custodian, I might lose my job too. And the kids need that school to go instead of travel far.
So is your school one that will be closed to your...
My school was one, but it's off the list.
Okay. All right. So 53 schools on that list. Thank you. They started with 126. Now there's only 53. They're going to have hearings throughout the year up until May, late May, when the school board actually makes a vote. Who are you with, ma'am?
I'm with SEIU.
Okay, so you're out here supporting the teachers.
Supporting the teachers, the janitors.
Okay.
I'm a lunchroom manager.
Okay.
And, you know, if their jobs are on the line, so are ours.
So could you lose your job? Is yours a school that's waiting to close?
No, not mine. Not mine, the one that I'm in specifically, no.
Okay.
But the schools that are in my surrounding area are.
Well, I think there's 1,100 that are potentially going to be lost or switched, moved around or something.
Manier is definitely closing.
Okay.
That's one of our closed elementary schools. Jenner also was on the list, but I heard earlier today that one had been taken off.
Okay. How do you feel being here today?
I feel wonderful being here. And you know, I want to be here to fight the fight. And I'm sick and tired of, you know, Rob Emanuel trying to bullying people into us losing our jobs, you know, taking our union away from us, you know, not wanting, you know, the union people live in the city. We work for the city, we live in the city. So you get rid of all of that, and then where then is the money going to come from? So that's how I feel. I mean, I'm angry that we've even been pushed up to this point to do this.
Okay, thank you. Lots of passion out here today. Karen Lewis did say one thing earlier. She said, I mentioned that the board is going to make a decision in late May about these 53 schools, and she said, this is a quote, it's not over until you say it's over. I'll tell you what to do on the first day of school. Show up at your real school. So this looks like it is going to be a fight until the very end. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't think anybody does. But nobody here is about to give this up just yet. So back to you guys in the studio.
Hey, Marcella, do you hear me? It's Lourdes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I want to ask you a quick question because we can hear the frustration in that woman's voice. Obviously, she's upset. She's been upset since this list came out. These protests are growing larger by the day, so I'm wondering, is there a concern right now? Have you noticed anything out there of these crowds perhaps getting out of control, maybe police presence, extra police presence to man the situation out there?
You know, I'm not really seeing that, but the streets are closed down. There are a lot of police out here, a lot of Cook County Sheriff's deputies as well. No, everyone's just really doing it what they have done for several of these rallies and protests over this past year and when they were trying to get a new contract. Everyone's orderly. Yes, they're upset. I mean, they're impassioned about this. They're in fear for their jobs. They're afraid that their children aren't going to get a good education. They're afraid for a lot of things. So I'm not seeing any of that, but we're right now on the east end of LaSalle, and this is where about 150 to 250 people were going to do something. I was just told they were going to lock arms just to get arrested to make a point with police. They actually even told police that they were going to do this. So police are prepared for some sort of unrest, but it's going to be civil. There's not going to be any craziness going on as far as I've been told. Still, just so many people out here really trying to get their point across, and they're doing it during the prime newscast hours from 4 to 6 o'clock, so they're getting a lot of media attention as well, Lourdes.
Marcella Raymond, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a little taste of what they've been talking about. Let me take a quick commercial break. Be back with you in 1 minute.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Let me get the mayor's response in here, and let's see what Rahm got to say about it's loading up. Want to go to another break then? Okay, let's take another break until we get Rahm Emanuel's version of what he think. Well, it's school closing plan. Let's get this. What he talking about?
Julie, are you there?
Oh, we got it now. Hold on.
I'm here. Things are very quiet, Lourdes.
Hold on. We got it now. Hold on. Here you go. Got it now.
I'm looking up Park Street. I don't see a thing. The whites of anybody's eyes. I don't hear any footsteps at this point, but we do know they're coming. It's from the pictures that you've shown. Here at the corner of Monroe and South Clark, things are quiet, but trust me, the school consolidations are consuming the time and energy of more than just the teachers who are blocked away. I'm talking about school executives, aldermen, and yes, even the mayor today, all of them keeping the issue top of mind when a march fills the loop in the name of saving schools.
I want them to understand that the safety of their children is first and foremost. I would never do anything to compromise the safety of our children, even over a quality education.
Chicago Public Schools CEO making an appeal to parents to work with her during the consolidation of 54 schools on the south and west sides, so safety is not a concern for so many children finding their way in a new school next fall. As voices are expected to fill the loop tonight, people like Alderman Bob Fioretti claim they're doing what they can to reverse the irreversible. Fioretti is losing 6 schools in his district by the end of the school year. He calls it the meat cleaver approach.
It's going to leave a lot of vacant buildings here in our city. What they've also done is pitted parent against parent, administrators against administrators. And that's going to have a severe psychological effect on our communities throughout this city. This is the largest undertaking of school closures ever in the nation, and it's all going to come down with one fall swoop.
Earlier today, Mayor Emanuel on point as he discussed the closing of underutilized schools and how public school kids are the ones that lose if changes aren't made. He's making sure change happens on his watch.
Locking kids in to a system and a school that year in and year out is failing their full potential, that to me is unacceptable. It's unacceptable for those children and it's unacceptable for the city.
Now, more public hearings are scheduled throughout April and the months of May, but what good will they do? That's what we're hearing from families who are affected by the consolidation. That is why so many people have taken to the streets today. They want their voices heard before the final decisions are in. Again, so many people accusing the mayor of making those decisions before the people have spoken. We'll have more live reports throughout the news hour. I am right now waiting for this march to make its way towards me and outside the Chicago Public School headquarters. For now, we're live in the loop. Julie Unruh, WGN News.
Okay, Julie, and we will check.
Yeah, that's Julie Andrews again, CT. I mean, WGN contributor there. I'm just trying to give you all just a look of what's going on. You know, what's happening. You know, I'm trying to give you a little timeline so we can at least get a proper understanding of where we are, where we come, how far we come from. And I'm feeling sorry for Barbara Bird Bennett. She didn't know how live we were. We're in Detroit, girl. We ain't Cleveland. Let's go back to my little broadcast of this stuff right here.
Broadcasters, Marcella, can you hear us?
Yeah, I did, Tom. I found them all. There were about 150 to 250 who said that they were going to do this. They were just going to sit down. They were going to lock arms as a show of solidarity. They've got several different groups here, several different unions here that are really just trying to make a point. A lot of these people have walked all the way from Daly Plaza, where we were a little while ago. Ma'am, why are you here?
I'm an Episcopal priest. I'm with the Diocese of Chicago, and I'm here because we need to save our schools. We need to protect our children. Safe neighborhoods mean safe schools. And we're asking Mayor Rahm Emanuel and CPS not to close down any more schools, particularly in poor neighborhoods.
And you're willing to get arrested?
I'm willing to get arrested. It's part of my faith tradition, and it's part of my responsibility as a citizen.
Okay, thank you very much. So police over here, kind of ready to probably tell everybody, you know, you're going to have to move or we're going to arrest you. We also have Reverend Jesse Jackson over here with Karen Lewis. They are talking, just kind of watching what's going on. Can you excuse us just for a second? Let's see if we can get him to talk to us real quick. What do you think? Excuse me. Reverend Jackson, you're live on WGN.
I know they're required by law.
What do you think about all that's going on?
Well, obviously, people are traumatized. There's too much poverty, too much racial distinctions and crisis, too much violence and too much fear. Suppose a parent has three children, three different schools, three different gang zones, number one murder rate in the whole country. We should be a part of working on this, but we all want the same thing, education, spirit of our children, and jobs and transportation for their parents. We should do that together.
Now, you're out here on the sidelines watching. There used to be a time when you were right in the middle there.
I still am in the middle. It's a matter of taking our struggle in waves. This is a long struggle, not a one-day struggle.
Karen, is this what you wanted today? What you wanted, what you're seeing here today. Is this what
I expected to happen? I mean, people are very upset about this. It's as if their voices are never heard. And that the decision, this is another reason why we need an elected representative school board. We need to wrest mayoral control. It is a massive cause. This has nothing to do with individuals except for the person in charge.
But the people want it through her leader.
No, this is not our doing.
Well, you called for this, though. I mean, you called for this. Is this something that you're going to keep doing throughout the next few months until the board votes on whether to close those schools?
We'll do whatever we have to do to get our voices heard appropriately.
And you also made a statement today saying, you know what, you stay with the school that your real school. You made a statement like that. So when classes start again in September, go to your real school.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I meant for every child in this city to show up to the school where they are right now. So
that's not too disruptive?
Is closing their schools disruptive? Is stealing their communities away from them disruptive? We didn't start this fight.
But you're going to keep going, aren't you?
It's what our people want us to do.
Right. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it. So, yes, there you go. This fight is going to keep going. It is not going to stop. Reverend Jackson is going to be here throughout these as well. We don't know how many more rallies will happen, but this is exactly what was called for, and this is what all the people wanted when they wanted to come and get their voices heard. So I'm not seeing anybody getting arrested just yet, but I do see the police down at the other end. Actually, can we come down here, guys? Let me show you what's going on down here. I think we do have something going on right now down here. Let's get in there real quick. Excuse me. Can you get in, Hector? Excuse me. Can I just get in real quick? Yeah, we've got people being arrested right now. Actually, looks like the Episcopalian priest that we had talked to, she's getting arrested. I talked with a man earlier today. he is, you know, clasped arms, and he is also about to get arrested. As I said to you before, the police knew about this because CTU actually went, called the police and said, we're probably going to do this. We're going to give you a heads up. So police were prepared for this. It's not unruly. There is not going to be any violence here. I don't suspect that will happen at all. But I would say there's probably 150 to 250 people out here who will most likely be, who are going to be arrested. They're walking down LaSalle Street right now. I don't know if we can get down there, Hector, and kind of see what they're... Looks like there are some police vehicles down there. I don't know if they'll just, you know, tell them that here's a ticket and you can just go now or what exactly they're going to do. Yeah, they've got actually buses down here, CTA buses down here, so they'll probably take some of these people away, I would imagine. Hard to tell you right now, though, guys.
Yeah, they stopped it there because they started arresting people left and right. I guess they didn't want to show that side of the situation here. Let me go on and get a call. They have a 314 area code. What's going on, 314? Who's calling? Jimmy the Underground Radio. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Pianki.
What's going on, Pianki? What's happening?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. That's some ridiculous... Well, the school's going to close. You stay in Chicago, don't you?
Yep.
But other city schools close because they don't have the students, don't have the population. What do they want to do, keep schools open and hire, keep everybody on the payroll where they go broke?
Well,
school districts don't print. School districts don't print money.
Well, underutilized school could be, let's say, you might have a two-story school with two levels, first floor, second floor, and you might have, let's say, 300 kids in a school that can hold, let's say, 500 kids.
Well, what happened to the kids?
I would say charter schools.
No, that's not what happened to you. You know what happened to the kids? Let me tell you. In Philadelphia, they closed 40 schools. 40 schools. In St. Louis, they closed about 35 schools.
See, listen,
in 2008, well, wait a minute, let me finish. In 2008, and now I guess you're talking about in the black neighborhoods, right?
Right.
That's what it was, in 2008.
Hey, all the schools in the black neighborhoods are being closed. It's not about...
You know why?
About,
in 2008 in Philadelphia, black women aborted 18,000 babies. That was 5 years ago. What? How old is children when they start elementary school? 5 and 6 years old?
Yeah.
There ain't no truth. You don't kill them all. The dummies?
Well, listen, I agree with you on that there, but it's not about where the people at. That's just a line that they're using. Let me give you an example here in Chicago. When they tore all the projects and all them homes, those people did not go to the suburbs. You know, they did not go to the suburbs at all. You see, when they say black flight, nah, ain't no black individual with no welfare check going to pack his family up and go out to in the wild hundreds or in the suburbs. That ain't happening. What the situation was, let me give you an example. The black legislature, Democratic Black State Caucus in Chicago assisted the white caucus in Chicago, Democratic Party, and gave UNO, which is a Hispanic organization, $90 million for charter schools. Now, what the Hispanics said, they want to educate themselves, their own children, and so the state legislator okayed them the money and gave them $90 million charter schools money, which took money, taking money out of the public school system. Now, back to the underutilized part, man. Let me give you an example.
They didn't take money out of the public school because a student in a charter school do not get the full amount that they would in a traditional public school.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, but where's the money that? But look at this. Now, come on, bear with me just a little bit.
$90 million
here in St. Louis. Here in St. Louis, let me tell you. Here in St. Louis, the average daily attendance amount that a school building would receive if that child sat in that desk every day would be close to $14,000 to $15,000. Now, if that child decides to go to a charter school, he only takes $5,500 with him.
That's there because in Chicago, I think they're getting about $10,000 to $11,000 per child in a public school system. It costs $5,000 to raise your child in a Catholic school system. You see,
how much in the charter school?
Taxpayers, it's about $4,000 to $5,000 for Catholic school education. About eight.
How much in the charter school? When a child goes to charter school, how many dollars follow them?
The dollars that are allocated for that child.
No, it's not all the dollars because, see, charter schools, they have to raise their own monies to maintain their own buildings.
That's different between the charters outside of Chicago because the charters in Chicago are getting public school, public funding.
The ones here do too. But you still can raise your own money for some of your activities, Les.
They do that for high schools. They do that for high schools also. You know, a high school might not have enough money for the band department, so the band go out there and raise money. Or
they go out and raise money. Right.
I mean, that's like that in all schools.
In charter schools,
So, but what I'm saying is this. You got underutilized schools here in Chicago. Let me give you one example. The school called Overton Elementary is about to close down. It's going to merge with Mollison. Now, I went to Mollison. I know the Mollison-Overton beef that might happen when the two schools merge. But one thing Overton has that Mollison does not have, they got lockers. One thing Overton has that Mollison don't have is a gym room and an auditorium. In Mollison, the gym room is the auditorium. What Overton got, they got a cafeteria and a library. In Mollison, the cafeteria is a library. So what you're going to do is close the school. They got all of that and put those children in a school that has none of that. Now, let's say the first thing, if you remember, Bianca, they were saying that the schools are underperforming. That was the key words, underperforming, meaning the school system, the teachers are not teaching the kids. Now that everybody's level of numbers went up, the test scores, everything went up, they came back and said, well, the school's been underutilized now. You know, not.
Well, you know what they did in Atlanta, don't you? They called teachers cheating. Some of them was up for felonies.
That was going on. That was for the No Child Left Behind. Everybody tried to make sure those federal dollars come out. But let's look at this on these two levels. First of all, by closing a public school in any neighborhood, the first thing that you're erasing from that neighborhood is the federal dollars that come to that neighborhood because the school is in there. So first of all, the neighborhood is going to lose the federal dollars by closing that school.
The federal dollars don't go to the people, man. Who supply your lunch for your schools? That's that French country, Sodexo.
But what I'm saying is not. I'm not talking about the contracts that pay the janitor, the exterminators. I'm saying the federal dollars that comes to that for either road improvement, lights improvement, anything around that. It might not be as big and grandiose, but there's money that comes because those tax dollars are paid for that school to be in there. But here's what people don't realize. It is against the law to close down your school. You see, for every citizen, I mean, you pay as a citizen paying their tax dollars, their property tax dollars, to have you in the community, and your tax dollars are going for education. Where? To another community? No, it's supposed to stay right there in that community, and you're supposed to have a school in that community because that's what your tax dollars are used to pay for. By not having your tax dollars used to pay for, it's a lawsuit. I mean, people don't really realize, if you go to the law and look at what they're doing, the attorney general, let me give you an example. Well, these people, it's just about 20, let's say 30, this is about 35 years ago. Mollison Elementary here in Chicago, Illinois, a school that I went to, same school. We went on strike because of the mastery learning program, because they were teaching these janky little tests. Now, my mother and a bunch of parents went on strike. And then what we did? We sued the school system for inappropriate learning. And they started closing schools down. You know what we did? We sued the school system because you can't close schools down. You can't do that. You see, what's happening now 35 years later, the dumbing down of citizenship, the dumbing down of people, or the people who forgot to protest, or the people who forgot to lead, forgot the whole basic plan. Now, you got everybody down here marching. All they got to do is really file a lawsuit, and you stop it right there. That's one. You can file a lawsuit. Two, you can scream this, which is where I'm standing right now. You can scream this, Let's go voucher. Give me my money, because if you're not going to put the resources in the schools, which my tax dollars are paying, give me that money. Because you're going to take my money and give it somewhere else. Give me my money. See, right now, educators right now, black educators, all these pro-black radicals, all these black thinkers, these whole Kemet, Timbuktu philosophers.
They ain't going to do shit, man.
I mean, back when I was 5 years old, the ones who saying we need to educate our own school system. Well, right now is the time, because you can start your own school system and get the dollars right now to raise your school system privately.
But you know what's wrong with that, Jimmy? Those people are gone, man. Blacks should have done that back then when the people was there. They was young. They had energy. You just can't do that overnight. You got to have mindsets to do that.
I agree with you, and that's the sad part. See, that's the sad part. Because this is what I'm saying, the sad part, because Plessy versus the Board of Education was what? Separate but equal? We wanted separate education but equal. Right now, we can facilitate that right now in this time and day and age, but people been living off the government, got to educate me so much, they don't realize that we can do like Mama Collins did. They're not teaching our kids. They never taught our kids. They start our own school system. See, it's so fucked up, Pianki. Let me tell you why it's messed up, because you got me. Now, I'm not with the closed school closing, because it's going to get, I mean, here in Chicago, you just can't put certain neighborhoods together. No matter how you want to say kumbaya, you just can't put Johnny in a class with Billy, and Billy got shot by Johnny's brother 3 weeks last year. You can't do that.
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you something. That's what's going to happen, brother. What you're talking about doing is making these things work where everything's going to be nice and smooth. That costs money. The money is gone.
If they're the same amount of dollars that are going to those charters, that are going to CP or any public school system right now, if the black community was saying, let's go to a voucher system, then right then the scales of educational balance will be changed. Right then,
it should be a voucher system. I agree. It should be all of them, not only vouchers, not only charter, not only private, but also good public school. It should be all of those things.
I feel this way, Pianki. If you start taking money out, then public schools will do everything to compete with those dollars that are leaving.
Yeah, but see, here's another point. You got had one Negro that was, I ain't gonna call him a Negro, but you had one person who I call less than being honest that was being interviewed, and his name was Jackson.
That's hot. See, it's funny you said that, because he was on Politics Nation, lightweight, rubbing on.
Talking
Emmanuel.
That same old bull crap, man. I don't heard this stuff too long, brother. See, it's one thing to read about this stuff, but when you have lived this for the last 40 years, they can't tell me nothing. If I don't seen all this, I don't heard all these damn sad excuses, all these lines, I can tell you exactly what they're going to do next. The schools are going to close. Another thing they're going to do, the state's going to take over the board. Then when the state take over the board, then they're going to start privatizing stuff. As I said, those companies I mentioned earlier, they're going to start coming in, taking over your maintenance. They're going to take over your food supply and all that stuff.
Well, that's what I said. It's time to bounce. It's time to take our money and leave. You see, people are scared. I mean, scared.
You can't take – the only way you take the next thing that they need to do, the only thing you can do is keep the kids out of the schools.
The next step, Pianki, I'm saying this. I'm calling for the kids Monday. See, school go back Monday. I'm saying don't go Monday. Let's go down to these councilmen or aldermen office right then, because they have not seen fear. They have not seen the – none of these black Democratic politicians right now in the last...
They ain't no damn good. You know what you need to... Let me tell you what to do. And people ain't going to do this. You take your kids out and you put them in your own privately ran thing, whether it's a church basement, whether it's an auditorium or something. That's the way you do it. You got to take them out of there, but you still have to be educated, because if you take them out of them and keep them home, then you get in trouble. You take them out of there and put them in another environment where you educate them to the – anything is better than what you got now.
See, that's the same model that we did here 35 years ago here at Miles Elementary School. We didn't just sit home. We went on strike for like 4 months. The show, and we took the money out of the schools system for 4 months, but we had schools set up. It wasn't like the kids were not, we wasn't in school.
That's what you got to do, Jimmy. And see, here's another thing. That damn raise that them teachers got just this past last summer, it was totally ridiculous. That is nothing but ripping off the school, and most of them white any damn way. That whole damn thing needs to be tore down and rebuilt the right way.
That's the sad part. That's the sad part for me, because I'm on the side right now of the teachers, because I know it's about to happen to these kids. I went through a school closing again, back to Mollison again. It's a school called Price. Price had closed down. They brought the kids to Mollison out of sixth grade. Them kids didn't get together about 2 years later. I mean, it's fights every. I mean, it's fights of going to back and forth.
Well,
school.
Yeah, it's gonna be those things.
But the teachers aren't. Mama ain't going to school. I ain't going to school,
teachers,
mama.
Them teachers are not any good.
What they're doing now is killing a generation of people who are afraid. First of all, kids don't want to go to school because they like the way they dress, look. I mean, talked about all of that. Now put this on top of it. I'm going to another school and I got jumped on. I don't want to go here no more, mama. I don't want to go to school no more. I'm done. I got jumped on. I'm done. And now that guy's about to go back. I mean, that's it. It's a system that you can see play out, and everybody's seeing it playing out. I don't think this is Rahm. Rahm is not going to win this one. You know, he called the First Lady come down in. She's supposed to be in here next week. They say she's supposed to be talking about school violence, but no. He need it because the black women are calling him the murder mayor. You know, he's scared. He can't. He is scared. He don't come out of City Hall and talk to no one. He's ducking cameras. He's ducking and dodging. He's not going to run no more. He's frightened. He's trying to talk tough, and he can't do it. And the sad part about it is the politicians, just because they want to meet Obama and shake Obama's hand, ain't saying shit. Because they want to be with Obama. You see, so the black community is suffering because they want to be superstars and hang out with Obama. And here it is, the kids' school is suffering. Now, I've called all my teacher friends, all my parents and the people that have been at school closed down. I'm calling for them to stand with me and let's march down on each alderman's office. Just like we was down here in Daily Plaza. And I guarantee you, those aldermen do not want to see 100 people outside their office picketing, because they'd be scared shitless with an election about to come up in a year and a half. Right now is the perfect time, right now, to put the fire to everybody's feet, because here in Chicago, shit, half the council appointed by Mayor Daley, and they mad about the red light cameras, the parking meters, the parking garage, and all the other deals that we did see them cost the city millions of dollars, and they behind it, so everybody mad at them for that. Then you got the ones that Jesse Jackson Jr. put in. They ain't doing nothing. They scared because they might be indicted pretty soon on tape regardless. Council of people that don't know what the fuck they're doing, stuck there. So I'm telling everybody right now, strike them now. Hit them now, because they confused. They have no Jesse gone. Rich Daley gone. Emmanuel has no love. They have nobody to stand behind and say, he got my back. Right now, everybody's That's why I'm saying they are crack. Easily. They're giving so easy. They're not the strong council that was scared of Mayor Daley. They ain't those cats. It's a bunch of cowards now that ain't got Daley's money to help them win another election. Nor Rahm ain't got no juice, so he can't help them pull themselves out. And word and half word don't go to jail.
You voted for Obama.
Let me tell you,
Rahm,
I'm gonna say this.
Manuel.
Vote for the one they called the crackhead. The only one I felt that the best chance in the world, but no. Carol Mosley Braun, call her crackhead. Everybody don't like. We're not gonna vote for her. We're not gonna vote for Watson, Patricia Watson. We're not gonna vote for her. We're not gonna vote for this. We got Bobby Rush, Jesse Jackson, Danny Davis. Everybody get behind. We down with Carol Mosley Braun. Knowing they wasn't down with her. Soon as everybody got behind one candidate, nobody getting elected, not a dime, not a damn dime. You know. So all they did was throw the vote to Rahm. Rahm won every black ward overwhelmingly. See, the funny part about it is he won every black ward overwhelmingly and then told the niggas, go home. See, now he's not talking to the parents. I mean, he's not talking to the teachers no more. He's scared of the union. He don't want to deal with Karen Lewis. He's going out these ignorant mamas. Don't you want your baby to have a better education, ignorant dumbass chick? Not saying, hold on. We took the resources from your school. We're not going to get the resources back to your school. So just deal with it.
I tell you, I feel sorry for black folks because black teachers is caught up in their pension stuff. And
caught
I
up.
Can understand.
Caught up. Right. They're caught up
in their pension stuff. That's why they go along with that mess.
It's a catch 22. They put
that's
their money
catch
involved 22. In
you
it.
Bring
it
a few of them in.
In.
You bring a few of them in there, and they don't say nothing. But I'm going to tell you something, man. Those unions do not intend nothing good for black children. I'm telling you. I've been following this crap forever. The AFT and the NEA are some devils, man.
Well, let's look at it this way.
They will buy your politicians off.
Only 14% of the Chicago public school teachers are black. And under 14%, only one African-American male, 1% of males. I'm just saying. So I understand where you're coming from. You see, I'm fighting for the 14% blacks who they're about to get rid of.
They
you
use
know?
Your teachers, they use your children as a commodity. It's a source for middle-class jobs for whites.
You see,
it's
but
a
see,
source
the deal.
For whites. To, let me explain this.
Hey,
first
ahead.
Of all, your children are on the free and reduced lunch. That is a source for the United States Agriculture Department, farmers, which we are not. Then you got all these other things that go along with it, too, that these children, special education. You got these people that come in and do analysis on them. All right. They're not being educated. Of course, you know when they get out of there, they come out and get caught up in crime, then you know where they end up in. They end up in the prison system. Of course, they abuse the commodity there, too. But right now, that public school system is nothing more than a source for middle-class jobs and upper-middle-class jobs for white people.
Yep, that is true. And that's true. And see, and it's hard. Like yesterday, I played a part on my show, which people not really realizing. You see, there's a high, in the black community, there's a high special educational sector in the black community that is not being looked upon. High autism.
What's your mama saying about this?
I mean, like, I'm strike, go down Monday, right in their faces, sue the school system. They can't sue.
Well, you know, your mama is a smart person.
Listen,
your mother is very smart.
Same thing that we did 35 years ago, she's trying to tell the teachers and the parents how to do it. And the first thing is, don't go to school Monday. Nobody go to school Monday. Keep them out. Show them you mean business. Go down to the alderman's office and protest the aldermen. Sue the public school system. Go to the Attorney General Lisa Madigan. She want to be governor. Tell Lisa Madigan, this is illegal, which it is.
No, it's legal. Closing schools is legal. They do it. You're doing, they do it all over the place, have done it. This ain't the first time this has happened. It's been tried, true, and tested in courts. It's legal.
But no, have anyone sued, Bianchi?
Yes, they have. Replacing that board is legal, too.
We sued and we won. We sued and we won because here in Illinois, you cannot shut down a school without the impact of the community saying the school.
Well, how you going to pay for it, Jimmy?
Well, let me tell you something with the tax. How you going to pay for it? See, by cutting the fat from the CPT, CB, the board system, administrational fees.
That's only going to last so long, man.
I mean,
what is the school
the money.
Budget?
Hey, listen,
how many,
there is money. Wait,
how many students you got in your school district? I think your budget is, what, $1 billion?
So they say. So they say. Let me. Where the money coming from? Listen, Rahm Emanuel about to spend $300 million on a Maggie Daly Park. Let me repeat to you: $300 million on a Maggie Daly Park. That's the money right there. You don't need a damn park for Maggie Daly. Let's go again. $200 million on some bike lanes for bikes
but
to ride.
But the school funding is based on a state formula, man. You know the money to form the support schools come from property taxes. Throughout the whole state of Illinois.
Chicago's look different because I was Chicago.
Matter of fact, those kids in Chicago get more than the outlying areas.
Well, because our pension obligation is different. Where the state, the city has more pension involvement than the state does. See, the state carries everybody else but Chicago's teachers. We're kind of separate. Where everybody else has an elected school board, Chicago does not have an elected school board. You know, we
are. You're appointed.
No, not even appointed. The mayor is the school board. He put it appointed by the mayor. The mayor has all the school power and all the school authority. You see, there's no oversight by the state. We can't even Chicago got their own. The Chicago pay their own.
No matter what type of arrangement, whether it's elected, whether it's appointed board, or whether it's controlled by a mayor, or whether it's controlled by ex U.S. general, they all end up doing the same damn thing.
But listen, see, if you're looking at where the money's coming from, it's not like underutilized school got, which you can put in an underutilized school, quote-unquote, is the stuff that should be in the school, quote-unquote, i.e. music. Music, if you got a room that ain't being used, that's the music room. The next room is an art room that you take that the schools don't pay for no more. The next room is a science laboratory. The next room is a computer laboratory. You can make utilize in a space that you said ain't got no class, no children in them. You see, they're looking at just having kids in rooms stacked up on stacked. We use each room can be designated for those things. Again, I'm going to go back to that school, Overton, that they're closing. They have those things in those different rooms and classes that they're shutting down. Let me tell you something. Here's the funny part. Yes, what my mother's going.
You know what Naperville is?
Yeah.
I came up there. I went up to Naperville one year. I don't forget what year it was, 2000 or something, and videotaped the charter school up there in Naperville. I spent the whole day videotaping the whole school because of the way the building, they use modular buildings for that school. And it was a brother here who owned a Council Independent Black Institution was wanting to build a school. And I said, well, I'll go up here and videotape this school so you can see how the components fit together to form a school. It's cheaper than stick build. It blends in with the community. I mean, it doesn't look like a trailer park because Naperville had to go through that with the people in the area because they thought, oh, you're just going to look like a trailer park. But no, it don't. That's what you need. You need schools like them. You can add on to them if the population increases and you can stack them on top. That's the type of building that you need. The classrooms come built into the units, and it's cheap. You can put up a 6-classroom building for about like $180,000, maybe less than $200,000. That's what you need. Them big old-ass warehouses that y'all got up there, you don't need that stuff no more.
But kids are gone. But that's so true, but all those are not the ones targeted, see. Those are the high schools. They're not targeting the high schools.
Big old school you got down on the far end of 39th Street. I can't think. What is that? What's that school way down there by the highway? Not by Martin Luther King. I'm talking about the other way on 39th Street.
Is that the high school?
It's a technology school or something. That thing in that big old raggedy building, man, you don't need that stuff no more. That was when there was a zillion people in Chicago. White folks had it then at that time. They built them big-ass buildings after. Wendell Phillips is too damn big now. They're on 39th Prairie.
Wendell Phillips ain't even black. It's not even black.
What is it, Hispanic?
The Asians. Ain't that funny? See where I'm coming from? I'm just saying. You see, it is not no... See, people want to say loss of population. Population is not being lost.
That's
like,
what
like,
it is. That's
like
what it is, Jimmy.
Listen, you got the people who used to be Ida B. Wells, you know, in their own little world, doing their own little things, selling their own little dope, doing their own little world. Now they're living over there in South Shore.
Yeah, but that's a whole different story there now.
They didn't go to the suburbs.
Yeah.
There are still people in the city. You know, you don't close those projects up and everybody
well,
that project got money.
But see, the thing is, black folks can't afford those. You know, all those on 39th Street, what is it, State Street that runs out to 75th, 76th, where they took those apartment buildings that used to rent for $75 a month and they turned them into condos that sell for $350,000.
Yep.
When I used to come up in Chicago and play in Grant Park, when we used to, right there by Wendell Phillips, we used to buy French fries and brown bags, paper bags. My cousin stayed around the corner from the White Sox Park. I remember all that stuff, man. My aunt used to stay right there on Prairie, right there at the Amber Inn, where you can see a house from a Amber Inn.
See, right
and I used
there,
to
right,
run them streets.
Yeah, see, That's why everybody on the South Side likes the White Sox, because it's right there in the heart of the black neighborhood. But see, black folks are still there. Let me give you an example.
But
see,
it's nowhere near as many. I mean, the streets was packed with people, brother. You couldn't run down the sidewalk because there's too many folks walking.
So the projects down. Once the projects left, and all those people, that's it. It's funny. You trip on a
and
project.
That was when black women wasn't having abortions. But when you abort 18 million babies, brother, you got to pay for that sooner or later.
We're not paying for it in the lack of education. Like I said, closing 54 schools down ain't going to sing a drop. You're not going to get $1 billion.
Are you ready for your test?
School down. You're not going to get $1 billion. You close 54 schools down, you're not going to make $1 billion. Not even, it took 20 years to get that money back.
If you had 700 students in each one of those buildings, how many schools they closed?
54. Grammar school.
That's 37,000 students. 37,800 students.
Right.
I bet you, if you check the abortion rate in that particular area, I bet you in the last 10 years they don't abort it more than that.
Well, I don't know, because you look at these. I don't know if you look at these schools they're closing.
They have to. They have to.
Schools
they're
closing. People got 4 or 5 brothers and sisters now. I'm just saying.
Brother.
4 or 5 brothers and sisters. That's what I'm saying. You sending one kid here this grade this way, another kid. What they doing, I mean, they splitting families up. But your grades are here, we'll send you over there. Your grades are there, we'll send you over there. I mean, they are.
I don't care what you call it. They don't have the children. Black don't have the children no more.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you on that, because I feel we need.
So you can't say that black folks don't care, because I have seen black people. You see how they march in there now? I have seen black folks go to school board meetings like that and say, we want this for our children. 5,000 strong in Detroit, man. 500 strong in little old Kansas City, Missouri school board meetings. Say, this is what we want. Black parents get tired of that stuff. You have to go beg and march and get locked up.
Hey, if you go for a voucher system, you say, if you tell them, give me my money, I guarantee they'll be like, hold on, we'll make sure your kids get this. We'll make sure they have this. Don't take that money from us.
Take the money. Don't be suckered like that. That'd be like a bad relation where you beat your wife and she's threatening to leave, and you say, oh, honey, I'll buy you some shoes. No, take the money and go fund your own private schools.
I'm with that all day long, but I guarantee you, when that money starts losing, there will be black equality in schools, because they will realize the Negroes are serious. They're taking their money from us. The only way
you want
is by hitting their pockets.
That's right. Then you get your own black teacher, and you get those. And see, here's another thing. You need to get away from that goddamn shit by certification. A good teacher don't have to be certified. They just need to be qualified.
Qualified, right.
Certification keep blacks out of this stuff.
Right. That's why if you go to a charter or a Catholic schools, hey, if you can teach, here, teach. You know, if you can teach the curriculum, your kids are learning, that's all we matter.
And you got the models. You have the model schools with the curriculum and everything else. Only thing that black schools have not had, they have not had an economic component where they teach children how to command the economy in a community. They teach children how to command a portion of the world economy on a global scale. They never did teach our children like that. They taught them history, math, and all that stuff. They was excellent at that. But then they had to go someplace else and get those skills.
They also took civics out of grammar school, not only Africans, out of everywhere, so people won't know how to go about getting things properly.
That's what I used to argue with nationalists. That nationalist talking about, we need to know ourselves. We need to know our black. Yeah, but you have to teach these children so that they can compete. You can compete against these Asians. You can, but that's coming in here taking all your economy dollars out and so forth. You have to be able to do that. If not, you ain't going to be shit.
And that's where we are right now. See, no, this is where we are right now. See, you're trapped between old fogies saying this is how we did it back in the day. And then they're gonna show the new kid. I mean, we in a hard place, stuck between a rock. You know what I'm saying? Just like that, because, like you said, you heard your man Jesse on the mic saying what they need. But again, Jesse, they're getting
mad at your mama. Your mama is too good for them people up there. Negroes don't need nothing that good.
I don't want to. I'm trying to keep her down. I'm trying to keep her back.
I'm going to tell you something. You need to tell your mama to go sit down because them people will put her in her grave, will worry her to death.
Liz, I don't want her to step out here, but she knows my mother's a fighter, and she's willing to go out there because, you know, I have a sister who's on Ebony's, on her daughter attends public schools, same school with Mollison, the school we're talking about, and that was on the list. So she.
Bertha Gilkey down here has got cancer. You know, Bertha Gilkey used to help form Cabrini Green up there.
Yeah, you see,
she's got cancer.
Well, I need to tell my mother that. Because, matter of fact, the Tar Stamps lady who had on her daughter, her mother was Marion Stamps, who fought hard to keep Cabrini Green up there back in late 70s.
I told Bertha, I said, Bertha, you need to leave these Negroes alone. They're going to run you in your grave.
But
they do not care.
It's like this when you're a fighter, you know what I'm saying? You're a fighter. And that's the hard part about it, you know. I really want my mother to be a grandmother, but hey. We talked about it today, and she was like, what do you think we should do? I'm like, well, Mama, hey, well, you can either, A, step out there, we can start this boycott and show these people what's going on, or B, sit back and let the people have what they wanted. Everything we told the people that was going to happen to the people happened to the people. They thought we was talking stuff. You know, when Tim was in office, we made sure 70% of African Americans got contracts. If you go any
That's right. That was what you supposed to do.
Blacks. So everybody looking at us, we too black. Tell me you too black.
The services, yeah. Ain't that something?
Why you suing all these people? Ain't hiring no blacks. What's wrong with you? And so they couldn't wait for us to get out. They got made a move on us. Now they screaming, blacks ain't got no contract. Blacks ain't got no this. Who down there fighting for? So on one foot, I'm like, that's what they get, Mama.
Negroes will run you crazy, man. If 90% of the students in that school district is black, then 90% of the services and 90% of the expenditure should go to black companies.
Off top. Period. But you see, you just got to show them you mean business.
Right, and the teachers should be black, and if they don't teach, you need to get rid of their old black asses.
Point blank, if your child's not learning, if your child ain't come home reading, then the teacher should go. Point blank. A parent should know. A parent can hear how smart their kid is, how dumb their kid is when they walk in the door. You know, a parent can tell how intelligent their kid is, but the deal what they're doing now is trying to just say that the black mom, Rahm Emanuel think every black mother in Chicago is precious from the movie. Ignorant, black, and dumb. All they know how to do is yada, yada, yada. And that's why he talks down to him. He's like, don't your kid have a better school? Damn straight, everybody wants their kid to have a better school. How about you put we don't send your kid to a school with air conditioning and laptops. Well, why don't you put air conditioning here then? What the hell?
And you need to keep Jesse Jackson out of the mix, man.
Well, he has to be in the mix because he has nothing to do but keep his name out there because his son then killed him. He's walking around half dead. Just look at him right now. Jesse, go sit down because you're going to kill yourself. Your time is up. Everybody got shelf life, man.
Jackson and them is some of the reason why you're going through this shit now today. He used to be against abortion. The NAACP, you need to keep their ass out of them. You need to clean whole house, brother.
He's against abortion. He's a reverend. And his son got a bitch. He boycotted Budweiser so his son can still look at the black community. I mean, what's that? I mean, it be that way sometimes. I'm just saying, bees that way. People don't understand. When you're part of the black. What you know about the black desk, Bianchi?
About the black death?
The black desk, D-E-S-K.
D-E-S-K.
Black desk. It's some coin
sales. Oh, I don't know about that. What's about the. What about
the black desk?
Black
desk is a coin operation back in the day. Well, before the Black Panther movement came out, you know, J. Edgar Hoover never had no black folks, you know, at the time, so they started infiltrating. So what they did was one day create something called the Black Desk. Black Desk is the head in Washington, D.C. by the federal operation, federal government, you know, to keep tracks on black folks. The Black Desk forms organizations to help black folks out. They go out and, you know, they're the ones that the Black Desk are the ones that you go to, you know, if you got a problem. You go, let's say you go out Operation Push or the National Action Network. Not saying they're Black Desk, but they probably are. They will already report back to the government because they are keeping tabs on what the community does. There's a bunch of them in and out of the community. They've been out of community since the 60s.
When all those Rainbow Push.
I'm just saying, Operation Push, not Rainbow.
Yeah,
Operation.
It used to be Rainbow, wasn't it?
No, it's Rainbow now, but the code name was Operation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what is, again, any military, any covert, anything, you title it Operation Gray Storm, Operation Desert Storm, Operation Push, people not to serve humanity. And what do? All they do is come out. And anytime there's a mass protest, they come out. They calm the people down, and they make sure the people don't rally. Because J. Edgar Hoover said a long time ago that the youth and the black community would never rise up again and catch them off guard like it did in the 60s. So all they did was get in the game of black self-help.
They got to get their shit together. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something else you might as well expect. You're going to have Asians moving into your city like by the hundreds of thousands. It's going to be occupying that vacant land.
But, again, you're looking at the immigration bill. That's just essays. It's Asians, Hungarians, you know what I'm saying, Europeans.
Asians, it's going to be Syrian refugees going to be occupying areas in Chicago. Just like you got the Polish community, you're going to have their community, too.
Like the Kuwaitis in here also, right?
They going to kill. They going to wipe black. And see, they don't have no sensitivity for civil rights. They don't have no sensitivity for the Constitution. They don't have no sensitivity about you marching and shit. It ain't nothing. They don't
they
worry about this.
They need our
stuff.
Money, so they're going to put them out in neighborhoods so we can get them rich. That's
and
what they going
to come and take your money because they're going to provide you with what you should be providing for yourself. As simple as that.
Right. That's why, see, it's funny how we become America's so-called pet Negroes, because when they go invade the country, they come give all those refugees in our community, and so they make sure we keep them paid. That's why welfare is going to go up in about another 2 years, because we're going to have a bunch of immigrants come over here so we can spend that money in their stores in a second. Watch. I'm just saying watch and guarantee you. But like you said earlier about the free lunch program, again, that's money from the federal government that goes there's a lot of dollars that the community.
It goes over to them foreign countries, man, like France. The same conniving suckers that Obama worked with to do into Libya and every place else, man. It's just a big racket.
Right. Why don't Obama last 30 minutes? I got. What do you think about Obama's foreign trip to Israel? What do you think about his trip over to Israel?
The United States should dump Israel. What good? What do you need? First place, they never should have. What they done in the way back then, 60 years ago, was no damn good. And even today, why can't we keep giving? See, here's another point. You keep giving Israel $4 to $6 billion a year, and you close the schools.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're talking about giving Syria $200 million, which is makes it about over close to $750 million that you giving Syria refugees, and you closing schools in the United States.
Right. And unemployment's up, ain't no jobs, and Detroit is got a financial emergency manager, and Detroit is going to hell.
By supporting Israel, it costs the United States almost 250,000 jobs a year because of the animosity that you cause with other people who say we ain't doing no business with you.
Well, it's interesting seeing how we got to ride Israel like the British rolled America. I mean, we did put it there. We are responsible for it. We are responsible for it, just like the Brits were responsible for us. I mean, whether we like it or not,
What I'm saying is this: it don't make any logical sense whatsoever that you're closing schools, you got veterans sleeping on the street, you got streets, you got hyper unemployment, you've got people who can't pay their student loans, you got people that's sleeping on the benches in Chicago, and I think in Chicago, what you got about 5,000 homeless on the streets.
Man, I used to work for the Department of Human Services, and I spend every night getting them out of bus stations off Lower Wacker Drive. See. Hey, it's funny. I hate to give Mayor Daley some props. When Richard Daley was in, there was no homeless in the street. We were round the clock. If you was homeless in Chicago, you got a place there at night, woke up next day, got a meal. You know, you were straight. You know, now, everything is gone to hell in a handbasket. Let me tell you about Chicago and his Democratic Party. A lady by the name of Toni Pratt-Winkle here, she took Todd Strozier's spot on the county board. Now, Todd Strozier lost his job because he raised a half a penny to keep Providence and all Cook County, all the local hospitals open, and people hired. They jumped on him, friends and family, taxes, all high taxes. That's half a penny. And at the time, the county had a good budget. Lady comes in, get rid of the half a penny. Listen, it's funny how everything can be held up by a penny. This lady has moved a half a penny to raise cigarette tax, raise the price of cigarettes from like $5 to damn like $10. It costs the same amount it costs to smoke some crack, it costs to buy some cigarettes. This, you got people in Chicago, Bianchi, now because of the high tax system. The citizens to the crack man just to get a cigar because it's so high.
Well, look, brother, I'm going to let you get back to your program, and I'm going to go on about my business, but I just wanted to, I heard you playing those.
I hear
everybody
going on, Bianchi. Hey, and you are everywhere. I heard you on Al Sharpton's show, man, the other day, man. I'm just saying, you know, I'm watching you too, Bianchi. You everywhere, dude. You know, and you stay up, man, and thanks for tuning in, man. You know what I'm saying?
And tell your mother, tell your mother she needs to take it easy. Okay, I'll see you later. And tell her about Bertha, too. Tell her about Bertha.
I'll tell her about that.
All right. Man.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they could only see what our community could be. When in confrontation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553.
Somewhere a child is waiting. Somewhere a child is waiting for you, and Unity Parenting and Counseling makes it possible for that child to be connected with his new family. Unity Parenting and Counseling will help you through the application process, training, and certification. Call Brenda Weatherspoon today at 312-455-0007 to be connected at the heart. Call 312-455-0007 today so that each day that child is closer to home.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
Dark City. Dark, dark, dark. sucking on your team. Duck, Duck City. Duck City. Duck, Duck City. Duck City. Duck, Duck City. Yeah. Duck, the Duck, Duck, Duck City. Yeah. Never heard of us, but we knocking teams out. 20-point lead, but I know you see us now. C-15 versus number 2. The whole world thought that we were gonna lose, but they didn't know that we were gonna blow. Send the ball down, the Hoyas gotta go. We knocking threes down and throwing alleys up. Northtown knocked down, now we moving up. I know you mad now. Build your brackets up. Put it on your wall and thought that was enough. But then you watched the game. Comer to Feeler, damn, rip your brackets up. Dunk City, yeah, Dunk, Dunk City, yeah. Dunk City, yeah, Dunk, Dunk City, yeah. Dunk City, yeah, Dunk, Dunk City, yeah. Dunk, 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 Dunkin' on your team, yeah. Throwing alleys, alleys. Throwing alleys, alleys. Throwing alleys, alleys. Dunk City, yeah, Dunk, Dunk City, yeah. Colson Fields a worldwide star. Look at the paint on his car. Married to a model team who's playing really hard. You can't beat the team on FGCU Boulevard. We need to win pronto. Winning in the morning like Alonzo. Nacho Brown making shots like Rondo. Ego know what's up, yo. And Fort Myers got my seat back. We giving top seeds asthma attacks. Fans going crazy, the game's too packed. Fans going like, God dang, look at us now. Fort Myers on our map, nobody knows how. What you gonna say when we in the Final Four? Your team's talking smack, just look at the score. Fort Myers, stand up. You never watched the game, now you know what's up. They had to be the dunk of the year. Your top seeds should all be in fear. Throwing alleys, alleys. Throwing alleys, alleys. Throwing alleys, alleys.
Hailing from the school that you probably never heard of. We beat Georgetown, now they all trying to show love. We pull up in that green, we swerve up in that blue. We show up with a mascot, then we dunk on you. Cause we fly like a bird and we ball like an eagle. Smashing those brackets should be illegal. Wearing those crowns make we look so regal. 100 dogs down like a
da-da-da-da-da-eagle.
They can foul tees when we beat them on their court. We took their playoff run and cut it short. They wanna rewind and hit mission abort. Because they just lost to the team from the fort.
Off the top! Oh, oh, yeah. He pops the air! Feeler is caught out of his seat! Here's a three set from Aaron Rivers.
Now we're here. Oh! Fort Town.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me? Brett Comer, welcome to your Kodak moment, my friend. Not worried about the front.
I saw pictures of people like, ah, it's like a...
So I brought the eagle with me, and I sat him up at the bar the whole night.
Florida Gulf Coast University, Dunk City. That's going on tomorrow. Hey, Pianki, thanks for calling in. You know, I was supposed to have my girl Tara give me an update, but she's right now getting ready for the big, big, big boycott, everybody. We about to shut it down. Pianki, I'm going to show you how we do it, Pianki. Just follow my Steve, black man. Follow my Steve. We got New Music Thursday tomorrow, everybody. I need y'all to call in, get your people on, get Ooh-Wop Make It again. Ooh-Wop Make number one again. Can we get him number one? Let's try to make that happen. Well, let me see. Pianki threw me off that long conversation. Let me see if I can throw... let me see how Al Jazeera... This is Al Jazeera. Let's see how Al Jazeera looks at our school closing. Now, this is Al Jazeera off... This is, you know, the Overseas Network. And it's the big deal that Rom is making overseas.
Is sparking protests and outrage across the city. The planned closings of 54 Chicago schools is sparking protests and outrage across the city.
This personally is an attack on our kids. This is an attack on our communities. What are we doing? Are we closing down schools and open up liquor stores?
It's just so sad to think that they're
all going to be separated.
Faced with a billion-dollar deficit, Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants to close what he calls underutilized schools, saying it will save Chicago $560 million over the next decade and free up money for the remaining facilities.
It's not about how many schools we have in the city. It's about whether to ensure that every school is a high-quality school, regardless of where a child lives.
Chicago teachers went on strike against the city last fall, in part over a new contract calling for fewer schools and teachers. The plan has sparked controversy because the majority of the schools being closed are in poor, predominantly African-American neighborhoods.
This policy is racist, it's classist. Mayor Rahm Emanuel should be ashamed of himself.
Some education experts argue school closings in already distressed neighborhoods could create even more instability.
There have been spikes in violence as children have been forced to travel outside their neighborhoods to other neighborhoods where there may be hostilities, in some cases across gang lines.
The closings aren't necessarily a done deal. The school board will consider public opinion at a series of upcoming hearings.
And if we hear something that changes needs to be considered, we will consider it, and schools may come off.
The school board votes on the closures at the end of May and is bracing itself for even angrier protests from students, parents, and teachers. Diane Estabrook, Al Jazeera, Chicago.
That's how Al Jazeera sees us. Let's go to Raw News before we get out of here. Got that key lined up for me? Civil disobedience plan in Chicago. Opposed.
In Chicago, parents, teachers, and activists are planning a major act of civil disobedience Wednesday in opposition to plans to shutter an unprecedented number of public schools. Sources tell the Real News 150 people are prepared to be arrested at a major demonstration protesting the closings. On Thursday, March 21st, Chicago Public Schools unveiled its plan to shut 54 schools and consolidate another 11, the largest such closure ever in the country. About 30,000 of the city's 40,000 public school students will be affected. Chicago Public Schools CEO Barbara Bird Bennett said the move will help bridge a billion-dollar budget deficit and allow for increased investment in the remaining public schools.
What we must do is to ensure that the resources that some kids get, that all kids get. And those resources include libraries and access to technology and science labs and art classrooms. Every child in Chicago does not get that now. With our consolidations, we're able to guarantee that our children will get what they need and what they deserve, and that parents will now walk into their child's school and see their child engaged in a dance studio, see their child engage in a science experience, see their child with access to technology.
The proposal will go before the Chicago Board of Education in May. It's expected to be approved by the board, whose members are appointed by Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. On Monday, dozens of students with the group Students Organizing to Save Our Schools marched and rallied at City Hall, calling for a moratorium on school closures, an elected school board, and for increased funding for education. Taking part was 14-year-old Harriet Beecher Stowe elementary student Isis Hernandez. She says she opposes the school closings because it will put her fellow students in harm's way in a city that had 500 homicides last year, many gang-related.
It's going to increase more violence, and if I don't want an iPad, I don't want all that stuff if they can't prove that I will be safe while walking to school. And, yeah, I want this to be a safe neighborhood. There's a lot of places in Chicago that already have violence, and this is just going to increase more violence in there, and we already have kids dying.
You're putting these children in harm's way. You're potentially giving someone opportunity and aim to shoot these children down in the streets.
Also opposing the plan is Torrance Shorter, a parent of six public school students who serves on the local school council of Ryerson Elementary. The school serves mostly low-income African-American students and is among the schools slated for closure. Starting in the fall, students from nearby Laura Ward Elementary will start attending Ryerson. Because they will be forced to cross Franklin Avenue, a gang boundary, many, like Shorter, fear this will lead to increased violence in the school and community.
You're having them cross different gang territories without doing any kind of research, and then to get on public TV and say, Well, it's a signed, done deal now. Hey, your parents are going to have to figure that out. You're not going to provide no bus service, no security service to make sure these kids get back and forth to home.
Shorter also says consolidation will increase class size, overcrowd the building, and end many services and community programs schools such as Ryerson offer.
The underutilization is a freaking joke. Our school has never and will never be an underutilized school. You know, our school, it holds, they say, CPS says our school holds 690 students. I say our school was built to hold more, but right now we have the right amount of students in the right amount of classrooms that benefits their educational growth.
Over 100 Chicago schools have already been closed in the past decade, a policy championed by former Chicago school head Arnie Duncan, who is now President Obama's education secretary. But Ana Mercado, director of youth organizing at Blocks Together, a group that has fought such closings for years, says she's hopeful of this year's citywide mobilization to stop the school closings.
I think a big change is that people have started realizing that we have to be a united front on this, that it's not just something that you get involved with in when it's your school, and that you're going to have to do something more than just go through the official channels and beg and plead for them to listen to you. We're going to have to actually do something big in order to have to make them listen.
The Chicago Teachers Union has also come out strongly against the plan. Some see the closing as retaliation for last fall's historic teacher strike. Teachers at closed schools will be fired from their jobs. The union's members are among the 150 people from parent, community, labor, and religious groups planning on getting arrested at Wednesday's demonstration. Jackson Potter, staff coordinator of the Chicago Teachers Union, says such an escalation is necessary to hold the city accountable for its actions.
If the powers that be won't listen to the people who elect them and that they're responsible to, and yet there's clearly huge levels of opposition, then the only option is for people to make it very known, visibly, with the rights they possess, to express their dissent. And if that means, you know, marching on legislator offices, if that means, you know, occupying school buildings or, you know, other kinds of buildings, if that means getting arrested on the fifth floor of City Hall, then so be it. And if that means going on hunger strikes, leaving long marches, none of those things are off the table.
Check back at TheRealNews.com for coverage of Wednesday's protest. From Chicago, this is Jessel North.
Yeah, that was some true news. Just trying to give you a little update wrap round off of what we've been dealing with. Let me go and put this last little deal to the ministers, and I'll be done and talk about tomorrow.
More than a dozen ministers from the South and West sides delivered a letter to Mayor Emanuel's office calling for a year-long moratorium on school closings. Reverend Gregory Livingston from the Roseland community is among those who say the last thing struggling communities facing fragile economies and daily violence need are shuttered school buildings.
These school closings seem to be very convenient for the administration, but incredibly inconvenient and dangerous for the families. What we have here is what I would call educational adventurism, is that all kind of things are being tried on the poor and disadvantaged because they can't fight back.
But Mayor Emanuel says it would be unconscionable to allow schools in struggling communities to continue to fail their students and not do something about them. The closing plan will go forward. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, that's how it is. And that's what went down this week, everybody. Saturday, I think the great Alderman Tillman is going to have, Dorothy, is going to have a wrap-up. I'm not quite sure she's going to have Bob Ferretti, Sawyer, or Tara on it, but we're going to continue, I think she's going to continue the beating of the school drums. New Music Thursday. Do we have Mike Williams coming in tomorrow, Ebony? Well, we'll see. You got Mike Williams. What about the other girls in this music? Pack your bags. Okay. We're going to be dealing with some Florida music. because it's all about the Florida Gulf Coast University in Dunk City. Can UWAP be number one? Where's the Royal Army at? Hometown Hero got a new cut on the charts.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network had a little technical difficulties in the background. I think Ebony has something on the mic. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow's New Music Thursday. And matter of fact, is it Montana Black? How long is that Montana Black since we off into bracket style today? How y'all bracket looking, everybody? Y'all bracket still in the mix? Is everything looking smooth on y'all brackets? Here's Montana Black from Philadelphia, Mississippi. This is what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Little sample. I'm Michael Jordan's Game Time. Let's go, FG. You. Jordan, it's game time. Yes, Montana Black and Philly. So that's the type of music I'm going to be having on tomorrow and see if UWAP's going to be number one. Listen, everybody, thank y'all for tuning in with me this week. Let's see what Saturday is going to be about. All right, Pianki from Kansas City, Missouri, checking in. But, you know, we're going to get the abortion rate and see the destruction, the subtraction of the black race. I can equate that. But, yo, Pianki, why don't you give me a hit on the GOP, bro? opportunity project, like Growth and Development, tripped me up, or the GOP. All right, everybody, this is Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget New Music Thursday. Everybody gets their stuff in early for those music listeners. Thank you, Susan from North Carolina, checking in. I appreciate that. Yo, Dana, stop getting A's. Stop getting A's. All right, everybody, here's the number one track from last week. Can it be the number one this week? It's my man, Uwap and Vintin.
Hey, let's go to McDonald's.
You're gonna work for me until I tell you to quit.
You don't own me, pig, and no motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus to your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coin won't happen until if you get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa. Been to over. Kids were sleeping, had to sneak out. Beautiful weekend. And if she was to call now, I would do it again. Violent bars, so please stop with the grins. You whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn. Eyes to the sky like God, where have you been? They got kids, instead I kill them with a pen. Fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize real men. I'm bitten, a few names will be mentioned. If you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions. Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it wasn't for your cousin. While all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Bumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131, he created a masterpiece. I ask myself, why the fuck are y'all mad at me? Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids, mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people. Full of old money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn, these are the last days. Before I leave, I want my own show, Ray J. Can't do shit, nay, nay. Confused pretty bitches, you can get the payday. I'm so fly, Mr. O'Hare, midway. Learn from me, no replay to sensei. They mad, cause I have kids now. Like dogs and strangers, bitch, get down. Just Mag and Millie, you motherfuckers are loud. Please, with both of y'all, put something in your mouth. I'm tired of the nonsense. This is free music. And no, it's not convict. Out like Mike Vick. Full-fledged lyricist. Complicated like pyramids. God damn it, y'all got me irritated. Any challenge in front of me, nigga, I will face it. And leave you looking stupid till they say go get a facelift.
Why do you do the things you do?
And may your God be with you tonight.